In just a minute, Carl sings It's the Most Wonderful Rhyme of the Year in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, some news out of North Korea now. On the orders of Kim Jong-il, the government there has launched an aggressive campaign against what?
Well, he likes movies, so it's not going to be that. Christmas?
No, despite his Grinch-like
demeanor. All right, then I'm going to need a hint.
He's taking a hard line on faux hawks.
Oh, teenage haircuts.
Well, it's actually hairstyles is the
answer.
He's taking a strong stance against foreign hairstyles. In a re-education campaign against corrupt Western imperialist dues, such as the mullet of oppression, North Korean men and women are being told to keep their hair, quote, tidy and simple. Now, you may be thinking, but the dear leader, Kim Jong-il, has a fantastic pompadour. Well, pompadours, we've now learned from North Korea, are in fact a traditional Korean hairstyle invented by his great-great-grandfather, Kim Jong Elvis.
Although I'm not a fan of oppression, I would have to throw in with him on the mullet.
You feel?
I think the mullet has kept us back.
Yeah. As a mullet survivor, I would agree.
You had a mullet?
I did.
Wait.
I lived in Alaska. I had no idea.
They had no mirrors right then.
Wait. How old were you?
It was old enough to know better. Let's just put it that way. When my older son was in high school, they had a mulletin board at their school where they put up pictures of outrageous mullets from movies and stars and all that, and I had central prominent place in it.
When did you reduce your mullet use?
It's been 3-4 years. when I moved out of Alaska, it's just like I looked around, just went, hey. This looks really stupid.
Well, see?
Whoa.
Kim Jong-il is preventing his people from having that bad feeling.
Roxanne, according to researchers in Germany, men can increase their life expectancy by doing what?
Cross-dressing.
No.
No.
It's actually something that most men do anyway.
Shaving.
Oh, they don't like to get caught doing it, particularly by the person they're doing it to.
Staring.
Yes, staring at women's breasts in particular. Apparently, according to this new study, what the food at Hooters takes away from your life expectancy, the waitresses give back. Volunteers in Frankfurt were divided into two groups, one which was encouraged to ogle women's breasts every day and one which was obstructed to abstain. They found guys who could do that. Oglers had lower blood pressure and better coronary health overall, the only side effect being slight bruising from being constantly slapped in the back of the head by their wives. According to one doctor, Karen Weatherby, quote, just 10 minutes at staring at the charms of a well-endowed female is roughly equivalent to a 30-minute aerobics workout. You know, I'm reading this to you, and we found this in some reputable news source, and I simply don't believe it.
This can't be true. Sort of going back to our evolutionary thing, all right? Why would staring at breasts extend your life?
Well, the idea is that it's exciting in the way that certain kinds of stimulation are exciting. It makes your heart race. It makes your blood flow. This is good for you, we know.
So this is an aerobic activity.
Yeah, the problem is if this were true, if staring at breasts made men live longer, there'd be 400-year-old men walking up and down the streets.
So this is yet another bogus study.
This is basically a study that compared men who ogled women's breasts and men who lied about not ogling women's breasts. So it turns out, like, maybe...
So it could be that lying takes years off your life.
That could be.
Right.
We can only hope.
Are the stress induced by forcing yourself to not ogle women's breasts would kill you?
Paula, moving on. Paula, the scourge of performance-enhancing drugs continues to stain athletic competition. This week, competitors at what sports world championships were tested for PEDs?
Sports world championships.
Yes.
No idea. Was it car racing?
It was not car racing.
Ah.
It's an indoor sport.
An indoor sport.
I'll give you a hint.
Thank you.
You know, whatever they're taking, it's not appetite suppressants.
Oh, was it a pie-eating contest?
It was, in fact, the World Championships of pie-eating.
Oh, well, that has always been drug-riddled.
Yeah. That's why they're so large. It must be steroids. On Tuesday, the greatest pie eaters from all around the world managed to fit through the door of the World Pie Eating Championships in Manchester, England. And once inside, they were tested for performance-enhancing drugs. What qualifies as PEDs in the world of competitive pie eating? First,
I gotta guess.
And this is true. Gravy. Because of its, quote, lubricative advantage. Also, cough syrup, which lubricates and anesthetizes to get the pies down faster without the pesky side effects of a shoehorn. Organizers are going to keep an eye out for the telltale signs of doping: drowsiness, vomiting, swelling, and poor judgment. Unfortunately, those are also the symptoms of entering a pie-eating contest.
Now, I would have thought that just marijuana would have been...
You'd think.
Yeah.
Is that an Alaska thing, too?
How do you think he decided to get that mullet?
I didn't even know I had it.